Hey everybody, welcome back to No Filter Podcast. It's Brittany and I'm here with Antoine, my husband, and also an asshole. I'm just kidding. Mm-hmm. Always gotta send
it. Takes more than no one.
But you know what? You've been pissing me off all day.
I've been pissing you off what?
I've been angry lately and you've been like making it worse.
Well, hey, feelings mutual.
So, how's your week been? Welcome back. I feel like it's been a while since we've been on here, about, a couple weeks?
It has, because you've been putting off the podcast.
Okay, here we go. Now you want to just, why do you have to play the blame game?
First of all, let me finish talking. One thing you never do, but I was saying, you've been putting off the podcast, and then I did fall asleep on you the other night, too, so it's, you know, we're both to blame. But, you know, you interrupted, and you wanted to try to prove a point that wasn't a point to be proven.
Goddamn thing. Anyways, you know, let's take our anger out on the obvious thing. So, all over the country, let's just jump right into it. This situation has warmed my heart, but also it brought out a lot of people that pisses me the fuck off. We've been talking about it all day because our city did protest today.
Well, I mean, but this is the one thing. It's like right now it's about 11:30, and now you see people talking shit, like, you know, peaceful protesters are throwing bricks over overpass. Be careful on the freeway. Be safe. Or, you know, there's looting going on and such Arlington Plaza. You know, basically saying, like, they throwing tear gas. I thought it was supposed to be peaceful, blah, blah, blah. It's 11:30 at night. This has been going on since about 12, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So nobody has shit to say until it started getting dark. And when it started getting dark and people started getting restless, like, those are not the people that was protesting peacefully. That's a different group of people taking advantage of the peaceful situation. But then again, I'm also torn because it's like, what you expect?
Yeah.
Like, what do you expect? Because there's no fucking way you should still have to peacefully protest or march. Like, 54, well, Civil Rights Act was passed in 64. So it's about 55, 56 years after the so-called Civil Rights Equals Act was passed. You should still be fucking marching for civil rights in this country. If that civil rights bill was passed in 1964.
But you know what? Like, this time, like, after everybody seen that video, I feel like this time was a little different.
I don't see no difference.
Well, I mean, I'm talking about as far as the rage. Like, as far as everybody. Because, like, usually with, like, the whole Trayvon Martin and the Michael Brown, like, they did protest.
You didn't really see the actual situation.
Yeah.
But then again, with Eric Garner, you seen that situation.
Well, yes, you did see that. But, and I don't want to say one was worse than the other, but I felt a different way with this one. I felt bad with both.
It's not.
But watching
With Floyd here, man, with that situation, it was so much stuff thrown at us at once. First of all, we're in the middle of a pandemic.
And then
Memorial Day weekend hit, and you had a woman in Florida sit in her car. You know, somebody stole her car and kidnapped her son. She told the police it was two black men. Come to find out, they found her son floating. Now her and her boyfriend in custody. You had a youth pastor. He was in the hotel doing some shit he wasn't supposed to be doing. He said, no, he got robbed by two black men. You feel me? And then you got
the lady with the dog.
The lady with the dog in Central Park.
I'm going to tell the cops that an African-American man is threatening my life.
But look, it's like she knew what was going to happen.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It was like you knew what was going
on. Like you said that. You literally said that.
And then when she got on the phone with the police dispatcher, she just suddenly like got distraught and acting like something was really happening to her.
Yes. Like that, when I watched that video, I was like, bitch. Like she really, the way she said it to him was like, I'm going to tell mom, like what a kid was, I'm going to tell mom. And she, you know, like you're going to get in trouble. I'm going to tell my African American man, it's threatening my life. And you and know
how the way she acted when she got on the phone call with the police was like,
yeah, seriously? But the fact that she said that and that you can call the cops and say African American man is threatening my life, you know the cops don't come fast as hell,
right? And you knew, you know it's not gonna, you know it could end one way. Like, you know, it's not a, oh, he gonna get arrested and then I'm gonna be fine. No, it's either he can get arrested or he gonna die.
I mean, it's just so many videos we didn't see. Even here in Akron, it was a video of, I want to say maybe maybe 5 years ago. It was a guy that got shot here. And, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, this time it's different because everybody, all like we literally seen videos from Atlanta, look, it's Chicago, nothing. Detroit.
Look, though, this is one thing people saying it's different. It's different. Nothing's different.
Bro. I know. I'm not saying.
Can I finish my statement?
You cut me off. I'm not saying that it's different. I'm not saying that the crime is different. I'm saying the way people are reacting is different. That's what I mean. I'm not trying to say, like, you cut me off saying, like, oh, it's not different. I understand. It's not different. It's still the same. It's from the fucking 60s and before that. But I'm saying the way people are reacting since we've been around is different. We've never seen nothing like this. We've seen people riot in the city that it happened, or what was the one city that they was rioting in not too long ago? Was it Baltimore or...
Baltimore, when a cop basically broke the dude's neck.
Was that what it was?
Yeah, like...
I can see it's all the stories run together. Mm-hmm. But, like, I know that's the last one I remembered that... and the mom had came and dragged her son. I remember that one. It was when that was going on.
Yeah, that was the Baltimore thing.
When okay, so that... But I'm saying, we haven't seen nothing like that. Like, this is all over the country. Everybody, like, they in front of the White House, they burning down.
Yeah, they broke into fucking CNN.
Cleveland is broke into the banks.
They broke, yeah, Atlanta, they broke into CNN. They Nashville, they didn't burn down the courthouse. Minneapolis, they didn't burn down the police department.
Like, it's a national thing. It's never been like that. Yeah. And I want to say it's never been like that since we've been around. We haven't seen anything like this. Like, so, I mean, this is like, literally pandemic riot, like, you know, like we in the middle, like we're literally in the middle of history.
It's like, yeah, people already dealing with the pandemic struggle, and then you got people seeing the same shit we've been seeing for the last, what, 60 years still going on, and it was supposed to be a change, but that never happened.
But you know what I keep seeing that I feel like is very, very true is, I don't know the exact quote, that they can't fail us if the system wasn't made for us to succeed or something like that. Whatever, you know the quote that I'm thinking
about. Yeah, basically, like, the system can't fail what it was never made to protect. Like,
yeah.
The system wasn't ever made for
us. Which I feel like that's hella true.
Like, the system was never made for us. Like, the Constitution, when the Constitution was written up, Black people, it said Black people was considered 3/4 of a human being. So it wasn't until slavery was so-called abolished in 1864,
1866,
I'm not... I'm right around there. But it's like, that's when it was kind of rewritten. But it really wasn't rewritten. Like, it wasn't... Because we were still treated like shit.
1865.
But it was still, we were still treated like shit until from 1865 to 1964. And even after that, like, we still, like, I mean, a lot has changed. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, like, it's, but then again, a lot has stayed exactly the fucking same.
Yeah.
Because, like, everything that you were supposed to get rid of, because people don't know, it's called, like, we call it the Civil Rights Act now, but when it was passed, it was labeled as the Equal Rights Act. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what the President Johnson, Lyndon Johnson, whatever, that's what it was, the Equal Rights Act. And what should equal, because, yeah, black people can integrate and be classified as equal in society, but now, so a lot of those same practices, like, you still can't get, like, some places in the South, it's still difficult for black people to even vote. There's so many stipulations and restrictions on voting. It's like,
what was that law? It's a law.
Redlining about, basically, homeowners loans and shit like that. That's actually legislation that was put in place in the 70s to stop black people and minorities from actually buying homes and shit like that. And if y'all don't believe that, I mean, you can look it up. Redlining. It's common knowledge. Like,
That's what I'm saying. It's still a law that's still around today that's been around since back then. I think that's what it was. But,
but it's wild that shit is not changing. Like I remember watching this clip, Sanford and Son was the I watched this clip of Sanford and Son, bro. Sanford and Son, that's a TV show in the fucking 70s, bro.
We know what Sanford and Son is.
But look, you had Lamont telling Fred, like, Sanford, like, hey, you know, the leading cause of the death in the black community is, you know, high diabetes and hypertension. And Fred was like, oh shit, I thought it was the police. Like, it's 2020 and it's still like hypertension and diabetes is still a risk to killing motherfuckers in the black community, but then again, you still gotta deal with the police. Like, that shows flaw in the healthcare system and the judicial system that hasn't changed.
So how do you so how do you feel about the white people that's like, all lives matter, not just black lives, like, all lives matter. Like, how do you feel about that? You can go first, and I'll tell you.
No, they're absolutely right. All lives do matter. There's no question about that. But who do you see getting killed by the police on camera every day and the police getting off like nothing ever happened? So, you feel me? Like, all lives really technically don't matter until black lives matter.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, all lives do matter, but it's like, it seems like every time an unarmed black man get killed by the police, it don't matter because all y'all think about is, well, look at the big picture or what really happened or what led to this situation. You know, it was like, how many times have you seen, like, the police shoot somebody, choke somebody? Come on, like, what? Just like the dude that was in.
Even in the middle of these riots, I seen a couple people, I mean, a couple videos where it was a husband and wife. The police, for some reason, started walking towards them really fast. They walked up to the wife and said something to her. She was like, no. She, like, backed up, and he just started punching the shit out of her. Like, he picked her up, and he just started punching the fuck out of her. So then the husband tried to help, like, you know, he was trying to take it for his wife, and then they tased him. That was like, that video was so fucking disturbing to me. Then I seen like a compilation of videos where it was this one where it was like a 14-year-old and a 14-year-old little girl, and he was like holding down this little girl, pushing her head down into the grass, pulling her arm, trying to like arrest her. And I'm like, even the same thing with that pool party video.
You're a grown ass man, though. Yeah. Like,
it's like, you would never. Like, if I honestly feel this in my heart, if those same cops walked up to these kids and they was white, if it was a white little girl that was 14, you think he would have done that to her?
No, not at all.
He probably would be like, well, what's going on? And, you know, like, it's just like, when they see us, it's like they see, like, trouble,
basically.
Oh, they're trouble.
But this is what I don't get, though. If you look look at the end of every fucking... See, when the Eagles finally won the Super Bowl.
Oh, God, yes.
Like, look at...
I see the memes was, about that,
too. Motherfuckers was rioting, set shit on fire, flipping shit around. But then it was like, you know, kids having fun. You know, this is what happens in sports.
They say
this
is normal.
This is what happens.
Which I don't understand. But this is what I
look, though. When that shit happened, like that, you have police and shit there. They have police there. But they just, you know, standing there.
They
just
let them do it.
Watching, you know, making sure it don't get too out of hand, even though it's crazy as fuck. But every time it's a protest for, maybe you can say a black protest.
A good cause.
Not even a good cause. Even we get a good cause, like when it's police brutality, or even when it was fucking, they was trying to build that oil pipeline with the, on the Indian reservation and shit. Like, they was peaceful shit all the time, but they showed up in full riot gear, tear gas ready for some shit. And it's like, well, they didn't do nothing. They didn't do nothing yet. Like, you just standing there prepared for the shit to happen, but nothing happened yet.
And you believe the difference between that is because it's color? You don't think it's because it's, oh, it's a game, you know. They're not going to do anything too much. Or...
But it is, though. You see every time. It's at the end of a fucking Super Bowl, NBA championship, a fucking hockey championship, the World Series. The Dodgers, when they finally won their World Series, when Boston finally won their World Series after, like, almost 100 fucking years. Like, shit went crazy.
I don't understand. Why do people do that? Like, just side note, like, I don't understand. So you win, but you fuck up your shit? I don't understand.
I don't get it either.
Like, wouldn't you just run through the streets cheering? Why you gotta fuck shit up?
That's it. It always start off, but then it end up crazy. Like, so, but when that shit happened, you know, the cops there, but they just monitoring the situation. Mm-hmm. When it's the other way around, it's like they ready for trouble. When half the time, a lot of them start, a lot of the times in those situations, the police start the trouble.
Yeah. So,
because I seen a video. To where, I'm not sure. I think it might have been in D.C. or Chicago. I'm not 100% sure. But, yeah, it was kind of getting out of hand, but it really wasn't. But, like, they was walking around, and a protester had his phone in his hand, and he was videotaping the cop. Yeah, he was videotaping the cop what they were saying, what they was doing. Of course, the cop was in full riot gear and all that. And the cop slapped the phone into the dude's hand.
Yes.
Now, what was the reason that they're doing that? If he didn't touch you or put your hands on you, you didn't have no reason to do that to him. But he ended up knocking the cop out. I mean, shit, if you smacked his phone on his hand, what did you expect him to do?
So how do you feel about, we didn't even really answer a question. How do you feel about, like, the white people coming out of woodworks and saying all lives matter, or even saying little ignorant shit? Like, I have a couple friends that are, like, mixed race, and I have one of my mixed race friends on Facebook. They're not a personal friend, but he basically was like, I'm not a cop hater at it by any means necessary. I know that cops have to do their job. I love cops, and cops do their job. But he, like, kissed the cop's ass, then said, but that video was wrong, and, like, it just defeated the purpose for me. I'm like, if you want to say the video is wrong, say the fucking video is wrong, period. Like, if you, like, me personally, watching that video, when I saw that cop, you know, doing what he was doing to him, I'm not about to sit here like, ugh, fuck every single cop in the fucking world. Like, I'm not like, all cops are bad. Like, I'm literally sitting here looking at, like, this nigga racist.
Yeah, it's a lot of good.
It's a lot of good. We live, the city we live in, like, people would say our city is racist or they had issues with racist people. I've never had not one time with a cop one here.
One time. Remember when we used to live in apartments? Mm-hmm. And, like, every day on my birthday,
Years. Except her, every year she did. It was the same cop every year on his birthday. she would come and put a ticket on your car the day before your birthday because your ticket was your license, your taxes was swiped. She did that for like 3 years.
She did that for like 2 years straight. And then what made so crazy was like the one time to where I had something was wrong with my car to where it went past e-check or something shit like that. So I literally had to like, so I borrowed my dad's car for that night because she put a ticket on my car like, again, I'm like, goddamn. So I, like, it was literally the day of my birthday, like, because the tax expired. I'm like, so you put the ticket on my car the day of my birthday? But it went past e-check. I was going to get it taken care of, but I basically took my dad's car. I used his car. Mm-hmm. And I seen the cop. And she was settling like,
in the block.
No, she was in the car. Like, she was looking through the windows. She looked at the license plate and she was looking through the window, seeing what was in the car and shit. And she couldn't write a ticket. But I know she probably seen the name because me and my dad's name is real, is similar.
Yeah.
And it's the same last name. And so she was like, this motherfucker got a different car on me. And I was like, yeah.
I forgot about that.
But that was the only time.
Besides
that. But that was funny though.
Yeah, that was. Besides that, I haven't had any, I haven't run into any issues.
Me neither, because like,
knock on wood, I hope we don't. I
hope we,
but
I don't, like, honestly, all my experiences with the cops around here has been fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, the one time when I was coming home, and, like, the street always, it was like a shortcut street. The street always take it, was blocked off. But it wasn't nothing. It was just blocked off. And I took the blocked off street. It was, like, real close, but I took it because I knew it wasn't construction. That shit was going on. So, of course, I got pulled over by the police because we met at the stop sign. He was basically at the cross stop sign. And, like, he stopped first, so I was like, okay, go ahead. But, of course, he flashed his lights, like, no, go ahead. So, of course, I got pulled over because I was in the road that was closed. And he just asked me, you know, what was you doing? I was like, you know, I'm going home. Shit, I'm going home. He's like, well, you seen the road closed, son? I was like, yeah. He's like, so why you go down there? I'm like, well, I knew nothing was going on. I take this road every day. And he was like, you know what? You know, next time, you know, if the roads, if the signs say road closed, don't go down the road when it's closed. He's like, I don't want you to mess up this nice car you got. Then he just told me to go in and go. I was like,
remember the one time I got pulled over and he was like, I'm supposed to tow your car, but I'm not going to tow it. And he was like, if you can call somebody to come and drive your car home for you, I won't tow it. And so I was like, fuck. So I had to call you, but it's like, those was all experiences of white cops. So we know that all cops are not bad, but it's like, why do you even have to, like, when I seen that post, I don't know if it was just me and my feelings, but like, when I seen that post, he was like, I'm not a cop hater by any means necessary. I know cops have a job to do. I have family and friends that are cops, and I'm like, okay, like, what the fuck you gotta say? But, and he's like, but that video was so wrong. I'm like, why can't you just say the video was wrong flat out without having to explain yourself?
And that's the issue with the justice system and how the way cops are hired. And then it's like the, it's like it's a, I don't know, like a fraternity or like a club or a frat or some shit where you always got to protect the cop no matter what. Like, even if cops speak up against bad cops, it's like they labeled as something wrong with them. Like, even with, like, it's like, that's the weird thing. It's like, cops that stand up for cops that's doing wrong, it's like, well, you basically.
It's like everybody's turning on them.
Yeah, it's like, you turn on them, but it's like, well, shit, what about the motherfucker that was doing wrong? I'm just bringing that to the light. And it's a lot of situations where I've seen that happen. Well, not that I personally seen, but on social media, like, you see cops come forward, but then it's like, something that happened, well, they either lose their job or they got to quit because it's like, damn, everybody against me for giving a fuck about actual people and, like, doing the right thing. That's what I don't understand.
And then you got, what the fuck? And then you got the white people. I was arguing with this boy on Instagram. So the other day, I went on Instagram looking for trouble. So I'm just gonna be completely honest. I went on Instagram looking for trouble, so I was like, Ice Cube had posted this picture of the cop and this a picture of some other guy that he was wearing a Make America White Again hat, but it wasn't the same guy. They did look alike, but it wasn't the same guy. I looked it up and everything. I'm like, okay, he posted fake news. But, you know, I'm like, what the fuck ever. Let me go down these comments and see the fuck who gotta say what. So, I find this boy, this guy, he was like, well, I don't understand why you're posting this because white people, no, he said because black people kill white people 3 times more than white people kill black people. So I'm like, the fuck? So I commented, I was like, you know, I started off nice. I was like, where are you getting your numbers? Seriously. And then he said, Us Weekly and CNN. No, he said Us Weekly and news.com or some shit.
Us Weekly is...
Not Us Weekly. He said U.S. I don't know what that is. Not Us Weekly. It was U.S. and news.com. So, I'm like, okay. So, of course, naturally, I just go to the guy's page. Boy, this boy just graduated this year. So, I'm looking through his pictures. He's a white boy with a white family that's clearly privileged. Don't even look like he even know no black people. This boy was 14 in 2000. I mean, this boy was 12 in 2014. Like, get your boy. You don't even know what the fuck you talking about. You're a child. So I comment on that. I say, you know what? I say, you're a child. And you don't even know what you're talking about. I said, like this picture that Ice Cube posted. It's a lot of things on the internet that is
not true.
Yeah, I said, I can't remember the exact words I used. I said, it's untrue. I said, you know, you shouldn't believe everything you see online because a lot of times it's not true. So he writes back, he goes, well, how are statistics not facts? And I'm like,
but where do you get your
statistics? I said, who said that those are statistics? Where did you get those from? Like, you got the Us and news.com? What the fuck is news.com? Is that a thing? Like, I've never heard of it. It'd be different if you Google, if you say Google, I might be like, all right, let me Google and see what it say. But
even that, like, Google gives you a source. Like,
if it was the New York, that's what I said. Like,
it was like the New York Times or Time Magazine or something. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So then he goes, well, it just irritates. No, I said, so you mean to tell me, did you see this video? You mean to tell me you watched this video and you didn't think nothing was wrong with it? He said, it just bugs me that every time a white person kills a black person, it always makes headlines. But black people kill white people 3 times more and it never makes headlines. I'm like, excuse me? OJ killed 2 fucking white people back in, what was that, 90 what? Back in the day, that shit was headline as fuck, allegedly. But don't sit. I ain't gonna say allegedly, okay? OJ killed those white people, and that shit was the headline as fuck. But I didn't say that to him. I was just like, because guess what? That nigga wasn't born when that happened. He probably don't know who the fuck OJ is. So I was like, okay, I'm sorry. You getting upset?
No, I'm listening to
okay.
You.
So I said, because I thought I was yelling a little bit. But I said, okay, it's the picture. But anyways, I said, so you mean to tell me you seen that video, you didn't think nothing was wrong with that? You ain't think nothing was wrong with you didn't think that was wrong? Black, white. I said, I've seen videos where white cops kill white people. I've seen it.
Yeah.
It's not even I don't even want to say it's not about race.
It's an abuse of authority, actually.
Yes, yes. And I said that. I was like, you know, I said, I'm pretty sure you never had to deal with any type of racial
discrimination
before. Like, I can bet that you never had to deal with that. He's like, it just bugs me that every time. I said, have you seen the video? I said, you mean to tell me even if the roles were reversed, this the way it happened, we literally watched this man die on video, it would have made headlines, period. I don't care if the cop was black and the man was white. It would have made headlines. And he just was like, I mean, it just made headlines because it was a black and white. It was a racial thing in it. It sold to the headlines. That's what it was about.
That's the point. Like, he didn't even look at the video.
And I said, have you seen the video? So he just stopped responding to me. I'm like, yeah, shut the fuck up. Shut your young ass the fuck up. And he's like, and first of all, I'm not a child. Nigga, you are a child.
First of all, if you got to tell somebody I'm not a child, that means
I didn't appreciate. He said, "I don't appreciate you calling me a child because I'm not." Yeah, you are. You don't even have a. You go off of what your Republican ass parents say, what your Republican ass parents tell you. Then get you fucking figuring, finding some bullshit ass website that you didn't say three.
Well, this not
white
even,
people kill black people kill white people three times more.
This is the division. It's like everybody always gotta pick a side. It's always division. Technically, like, the conservatives is technically not even, like, some conservative ideals is not even as bad as you would think. It's just the fact that who they have implementing it is, like, the current administration. It's like, the one thing you do, I hate to say it, but the one thing you want to give to the Republicans is, like, they gonna back their man regardless. Even if this motherfucker is bad shit crazy, don't make no sense.
Yeah.
They gonna back their man. Like, but with the Democratic Party, is just like, they shitted on Bernie twice.
They can never agree on nothing.
Yeah, they can never
it's
agree
always,
on
nothing. It's always, it's like there's two sides to a Democrat. To yeah, the Democratic
it's like
Party.
The Democrats, y'all fight amongst each other, and then y'all expect somebody to choose one of y'all once y'all get y'all shit together. Once y'all fuck over the other motherfucker. Okay, this is who we running with now. We fucked him over. So now we want the people to decide on this motherfucker. And it's like, well, y'all can't even get y'all shit together in the House. And that's the one thing the Republicans got is like, they know who they're going for. Like, they know who's going to vote for them. And they know what to say to get them to vote for them. Like, you've seen it with the current administration. Like, you've seen it with them. It's like, the if you think about it, look at who they had running against Obama. Yeah. Like, look at, they had, like, the last time Romney running against Obama, you see where his interest was towards. Like, and it was more towards the 1%, of
Can
course.
Did he die?
No, that was the other one. That was McCain.
Okay.
But you seen how the way, even Romney was way, was, he was just a different side of the presidential scope. Like, he was a politician, and he was professional. And even though you didn't agree with his policies, it was just like, okay, he knew what the fuck he was doing at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And they stuck by that man. But then when the current administration come in office, obviously we knew he didn't know shit about what he was doing. He said what he said to get a certain group of people riled up. And of course, that was the people, like, he did what he did. He riled up the people. He knew where his demographic was, and he stuck to it. Mm-hmm. And he ended up winning.
Yeah. I feel like with the whole
and,
situation.
And everybody, my bad, but he's like, and the Republicans backed his ass. And yeah, now they, and now they like, oh shit. A majority of us like, oh shit, maybe we shouldn't have backed that motherfucker.
Here's the thing. I think with the Republicans, I think that they didn't give a fuck who it was. As long as they was in office, they didn't give a fuck who it was.
A lot of them, a lot
Donald
of them,
motherfucking Trump.
I was trying to refrain from saying that name, but
I said Donald motherfucking Trump.
I was refraining from saying the name, period. Because I just don't want to speak.
Donnie.
I just don't want to speak it in the air. But it's like now they like it's some that yeah it's a lot of because they. The old type of Republican, like,
that's
they don't give a fuck.
I think
they just wanted to be in office. But it's so, yeah. Like, even if you want to go back to Romney, I applaud him how the way he went against the administration. Like, he was like, what the, basically, like, a lot of times, he's like, what the fuck, basically, he, like, what the fuck is you doing? Like, like,
they got the White House on lock.
It's a lot of them motherfuckers, it's a lot of Republicans that's like, this is not what we doing.
You see, they got that motherfucking White House on lock. They think so. Listen.
But it's like, just like his tweet.
You burn down the White House?
Just like his, no, they're not going to do that. That's a possibility. Just like his tweet, you know, when the looting starts, the shooting starts.
His tweet.
A tweet.
That's his motherfucker. That's his thing. And I'm surprised at how fucking old he is that he still knows how to tweet. Or you think somebody doing it for him?
I think nobody doing it for him. He's doing it. You see, for him to be president, now I don't fucking make the most perfect Facebook statuses in the world, but for that motherfucker to be president,
he's pretty much an asshole on Facebook.
His grammar is all wrong.
Oh, like, oh, that's
he
true.
Misspells words constantly, and basically it's like, it seemed like whatever he says at that moment comes out. because it's so fucking, it's like idiotic.
It's like an old person, like, on Facebook, so maybe that's what
not he even is. That because like it's been times where he did a press conference or he said something at a press conference and literally completely contradicted himself in a tweet an hour later.
His press conferences be kind of funny though. I was like, this is when he throw tantrums. Remember the one lady asked him a question? He said, that's a dumb question. Next question. Like, I'm like, what? Like,
and then he's like,
taught you your press conference
not
etiquette.
Not even that. The one lady asked him a question specifically. He's like, why don't you ask that to China? Ask China that question.
Yeah, oh, that's the one I was talking about. And she was like, I'm not. She wasn't even Chinese.
And it was so funny because it was just like even the reporters was like,
it's like it's literally like watching Saturday Night Live, like dead ass. Like some of those, I'd be like, but yeah, he is like an old person. I never really pay attention to his tweets. Like, I'm not on Twitter. But when...
I don't. Just some of the stuff I listen to.
Well, you know, when they repost the stuff that he posts, it is like he do spell stuff. What was it, the one that the word that he said?
He used the word completely out of context. I don't even
But know. He spelled it wrong, and everybody was like, it's... I forget. It was funny, though. But, so switching gears a little bit, how do you feel like about the white people and some even the black people saying like, well, y'all mad about white people killing us, but we killing ourselves. But how you feel about that? Like, it's true. For me, I feel like it's true.
It's true, but...
But?
After the Civil Rights Act was passed, all right, basically, systematic oppression is basically legislation actually put on the books to actually keep a group of people down, to keep them fighting amongst themselves. Like, if you go to the redlining act, like redlining laws that's put in place, it was put into place basically, it kept not just black people but majority minorities from getting loans from the bank. You couldn't get home loans. Like, it made it so hard for minorities to get home loans. But then again, like, some people, why would you get home loans when you could get affordable housing through the government too? So basically, people that could get loans couldn't get them. So they was forced into projects in the inner city. But of course, all the upper class white people move to the suburbs.
And that's what suburbs made for, right?
Yeah. And then the suburbs actually made a better school district, because in the United States, your school district funding is based on your property tax. School funding is based on property tax. Regardless, no matter which city you at in the United States, school funding is based on property tax. So in the inner city, How many people own property in the inner city?
Right.
Actually own it. Like, you don't have housing in the inner city a lot. Mm-hmm. It's majority business and shit like that. Like, you don't have people owning property. More people own property in the suburbs and more land. So basically, you got land you can pass on, and a property tax rise.
Yeah.
So that's why the suburb schools is smaller, and then you have a smaller environment and more money going into just a few schools.
One elementary school, one middle school, right. One high school.
Exactly. If you go to inner city schools, it's like six elementary schools.
Four middle schools. Okay, I see. That makes sense.
Like, and that basically the lack of education in the inner city, everybody on top of each other. And again, like, you don't even, like, you're not even practice ownership. Like, to own your own shit to pass it down. Like, you got motherfuckers fighting over scraps. Like, and a lot of people don't use public housing and shit for a stepping stone. A lot of motherfuckers show the next generation how to take advantage of the system instead of using the system to help you build and get over that. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's kind of fucked up. Like, even talking to older people, at one point, If your parents lived in public housing and you grew up in that, they gave you money after you was an adult or some shit to to basically to supposedly build yourself up or whatever, but they gave you money and people would take advantage of that shit. Like, I didn't even know that. Like, somebody older, like, for something that's just like, yeah, they used to give us money and shit, like, after we graduated and shit, because we lived in public housing. But it's like, so how the fuck? Like,
so what happened?
That's what I'm saying. Like, what the fuck happened? Like, that's the thing. Like, they don't, like, we was never taught.
Taught. Mm-hmm. So it's like, say they never taught.
You never taught us. So it's like, okay, so you, in, after slavery was passed, you never taught us. Because that's the thing. Because even when, excuse me.
Is that one movie still on Netflix?
What?
It's called Fifth.
I don't remember. It's a documentary I know something about.
The third.
Yeah, but I'm basically, sure. Like, this is the thing, black people, they don't know. Because when slavery was abolished, the thing they don't teach you in school was a lot of the southern states didn't even let their slaves. Well, no, they was allowed to keep their slaves to finish out the harvest. So basically, if you was in the middle of your crop, you can basically keep your slaves to that over. Or if your crop is just getting started, basically from like a year to 18 months. After it was about, so you have motherfuckers that was still being enslaved that didn't know that they was free for up to a year to 18 months after it was free. But that was, the government allowed that.
Yeah.
Just like the government didn't give reparations to the slaves, but they gave a somewhat of a stimulus to the plantation owners for the money that they was going to lose for not having that free labor, so they can still keep their business afloat and buy what they needed to stay afloat. Because at the end of the day, that would hurt the country's economy. Mm-hmm. So, but then again, you never helped the black people out. That you just say, okay, you free now. And what was you going to do after that?
Like,
the same thing.
Walk after, off and do what? Like,
same thing after the Civil Rights Act was passed. It's like, okay, you can integrate in this society, so go ahead and try.
Just imagine being a slave for 20 or 30 years of your life. Like, right now, just imagine us being slaves from the time we was born, and then somebody like, oh, go ahead, just leave. What? They knew. They knew it wasn't going to work, and they knew a lot of times people was going to come back. And even with the names and all that stuff, like, they, like, we was watching, what was that we was watching? Oh, Django. And I was like, wait, so people have to take the slave owner's last name? I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's why in black Americans, we don't have, like, we the only black people that don't have a literal culture. Like, the culture is black American culture. Like, we don't have a, we can't look up our ancestry. We don't have we don't know. Like, in some places you can know. Like, you know, some places you can find that up. Like in South Carolina and shit, they got the Geechee culture. But it's like, I can't even speak on that because I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't speak on that. Yeah, I know of it, but it's like, I'm not from that. Because, like, we don't got shit. So that's why we take it so, like, when people try to imitate us or try to be, like...
It's like, let us have what we have because we don't got shit else. Because
we ain't got shit else.
We literally don't have shit else. We got these white-ass last names that we never even know where, like, literally what we originated.
This, I'm not 100% true because I didn't look it up. I read about this today, but I didn't do my back research. But with the lady in Central Park and the black dude she called the police on, they had the same last name.
That's funny. Like, how...
And even with my last name, it's like, it's a lot of white people with my last name around in this area, and it's like, well, shit. How do I got it?
Yeah. It's... Gosh.
I don't know. It's just wild because you should be marching for the same shit. He was marching for it 60 years ago.
Right. But I feel like
then if you think about it, though, it's like they never gave us progress. And then if you look in the 60s, the civil rights has passed in 64, right? Our parents are in their 50s. If you do the exact math, that was 55, 56 years ago. Yeah. Our parents are in their 50s now. We literally the second generation after the civil rights act was passed. And a lot of shit really didn't change.
I mean, I kind of like it, though. I mean, I'm glad everybody is, like, everybody.
I like the unity. Like,
yeah, the unity. Like, especially at a time like this with the pandemic and all that shit. It's like, but this is kind of nice to see. And maybe...
But it's still a lot of blind
motherfuckers. It is. It's like once I was going on Instagram looking for trouble, I kind of stopped because I'm like, you can't... If somebody's in a mindset, they're not gonna change their minds.
Right, because you can't. People don't understand, but then again, you can't. If you don't want to, if you're not willing to listen.
But that's like if somebody was trying to tell us, "Well, all lives do matter," and we, you know. But in the end,
this the fact though. It do. I understand it do.
Yeah, I understand that too. But it's like
it can't. If every time this situation happened, you always against us. Like you all went like now. People saying, "Well, why can't you protest peacefully? You should always peacefully protest." When motherfuckers been trying to peacefully protest for like the last 10 years since this racist shit been get caught on camera. People's been peacefully protesting year after year after year, and this shit keep happening.
So get this. So this is something I seen right before we started recording. So somebody posted and said, "Don't open your mouth for black dick, but don't say nothing when it comes to black issues." So, I seen this girl say, "I date black all the time. What the fuck does me having to..." She said, "What the fuck does me dating black have to do with me taking up for this bullshit or something?" And I'm like, hold up. Now, I understand you dating people, but... And then it was people... She said, my sister has biracial kids. She ain't posting shit about this. I'm like, well, she should. Because let me tell you what, if it's a true racist that's white, if they see a biracial child, guess the fuck they gonna call him? A fucking nigga. Okay?
Exactly.
So, that bothers me. Especially when there's people out there like, you wanna fuck with... You know, black dudes, you wanna, you know, be with our black man or whatever, whatever. And I'm all for it. Whatever. Love is love, whatever, whatever. But when it come down to it,
but when this is an
pull
issue,
up.
Yeah, when it's an issue involved, don't say like, "Well, just because I date don't mean..." I'm like, huh?
Yeah, it does mean that.
Yeah, because how is you gonna... I'm confused.
I'm confused too, especially if you chose to procreate with a black man, you didn't pull yourself out some nigga kids, okay? You got some nigga kids now. And you gonna have to fight for them kids, because guess what? Yeah, you can take them to your little white functions, but I'm sure if you take them to a white function, you think it's all good because your kids is half white. But if you come across that one racist, guess what they gonna say? "What is them nigga kids doing to you?" I just don't like that. Like, when I saw that just appalled me. And, like, most of the people on my friends list that had a child that was mixed race or whatever, black, they kind of agree with it. They're like, you know, "I got a black child." But it was a couple people on there that was like, no.
Basically, it don't apply to them.
Like, it don't apply to them. Like, it was, I seen this girl. That's this girl I used to work with. That she basically was like, "All lives matter, and I have a black son, and he has the same opportunities as my white nephews." And I was like, bitch.
Yeah, you think that. Like,
you say that now.
No, honestly, you think that. Like, you would think, you would hope that. Yeah. Like, yeah, in an ideal society, yes. That should happen. But when you actually get out of society, it's not going to be like that.
Did you see that video that coach did? It was like a white... It was like they was like at a physical education college class. It was all outside. It was black and white people, all mixed race people.
Oh, yeah.
That shit. I'm trying to find a clip of that so I can post it on the podcast page. I seen that shit probably like 2 or 3 years ago, and I always think of that. And yeah. It's like, I was trying to search for that because I wanted to send it to that little 18-year-old boy that I seen, that I was arguing with on Instagram. Because it's like, that's a good way to, and he was a white man. He knew.
Yeah, because it basically showed, like, you know, what did he say? Like,
he said, was everybody, like, okay, everybody started at the same line. He said, okay, if you're here on scholarship, step forward. He was like, if both your parents are still together, step forward. He was like, if you ever had to worry about where your next meal is coming from, step forward. It was like, no, he said, if you never had to worry about where your next meal was coming from, step forward. It was like, basically, the black people.
Basically, like, he was saying, like, you know, if both your parents were in the home, you know, step
forward. Oh, and they said, if both your parents were in the home.
He said, if you're not on a scholarship and your parents are able to pay for college, step forward. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And if, like, shit, what was us?
It was like, and then, like, after, like, the first 5 questions.
He even said, like, you know, if you went to a private high school, or if your parents were able to afford for you to go to private high school instead of public school, go forward. Like, it was a lot of shit.
He was like, if you ever worried about paying your cell phone bill or something. And, like, even from the first 5 questions, it was still black people still standing on that line that didn't move at all, because all the questions, none of them applied to them.
Yeah.
And, like, basically at the end of the exercise, he basically made a point, was like, you know, not everybody started off at the same foot as you. I can't even remember.
Basically he was saying, like, not everybody, you can't think as everybody is. Not in a bad way, but it's like everybody is not equal as you.
Yeah.
And, like, you can't expect the next person to have the same advantages you have. Like, they had like they had to work 5 times harder than what you had to get to your spot.
And you know what I do? Like, even with our kids, like, they're a lot more privileged than what we were when we was growing up. I try and still let them know, like, look, it's everybody's not like that.
Yeah, and this kind
of, and they don't understand it.
They don't. Even from the top to the bottom, from the oldest to the youngest, they don't.
Like, they don't understand it.
They don't, like, what?
But,
like,
they're getting it. I feel like Trinity, she's starting to see. Like, because even when, like, you know, when I bought the McDonald's and London was crying because of the chocolate milk she wanted. No, I got her apple, she wanted chocolate milk, like, she was pissed. Like, she was sitting up here crying, like, oh, I'm a... London, Trinity was like, stop being ungrateful. It's kids that don't even have any food. She said, you want chocolate milk, you don't need it. So, I was like, okay. Like, I feel like she's starting to kind of get...
That's the one I don't get is... That's when I'm like, London, it's like, she... God, like, she gets, like, it's just like, you mad. She was mad because she got McDonald's. She got chicken nuggets. She got the toast. She got the fries. She got the apples.
She don't understand that. She got mad. I have to do that for her.
She got mad that she got the apple juice instead of chocolate milk. And she do that even now. Like, she.
Here it is. I found it.
It's just like.
Shoulder, take off your backpack. Basketball, line up. We're about to race. Hey, we are racing for $100 bill. The winner of this race will take this. $100 bill. I want you to take 2 steps forward. If those statements don't apply to you, I want you to stay right where you're at. Take 2 steps forward if both of your parents are still married. Take 2 steps forward if you grew up with a father figure in the home. Take 2 steps forward if you have access to a private education. Take 2 steps forward if you had access to a free tutor growing up. Never had to worry about your cell phone being shut off. Take 2 steps forward if you never had to help mom or dad with the bills. Take 2 steps forward if it wasn't because of your athletic ability.
a little bit of it. But this video, like, it actually, like, it shows, like, where people stand. Like, you know what I mean? And, like, even with just those little bit of questions that I played, it was still people standing at the line.
Yeah.
So.
But y'all all at college, but it's like.
It's, you know. But that's what I do. Like, that's one of the things that I do want our kids to start understanding is, like, I want them to have more than what we have, but I also want them to know that everybody, that it's not like that for everybody.
Yeah, that's the one thing. Like, our kids, like, this stuff, what we're doing is leaps and bounds ahead of what our parents just did at our age, like, at 32. Like, even, like, it is. Like, we married at 32. Like,
certain 32?
Well, I'm 32. We're about to be 32 in, like, a week. But you get what I'm saying, 32, 31.
We got married at, what is it, 2020?
We got married 2018.
Okay, so we got married at 29 and you was 30. I was 29.
Yeah, but is this what I'm missing the point? It's just like our kids was able to see stuff that we've never witnessed growing up.
Yeah. No, I'm not missing the point. I understand.
And then look at us like our... Come on, like, we parents being married, and we, in our, before we 30, like.
Hey, I don't even know my dad. I never even met my dad, ever. So, that is different for me.
Yeah.
And like I said, we talked about that before, because I was like, I'm going to ask my kids, like, well, how does it feel to be married, you know, be in a house with two parents? Like, I never met my, I don't even know my dad's song. Like, well, okay, I have. I know what he sounds like, but it's like. I've seen him on, like, pictures or, like, social media, but I've never seen him in real life. But, you know, yeah, they're definitely experiencing, or, like, and with you have both of your parents, but you've never seen them together.
Yeah, and that disgusts me. Like, I would never want my, like, that's just, like, you don't see people, mom and dad, like, yeah, that's normal, mom and dad's together. I'm like, no, that's disgusting. So it's I don't know. And then with my mom and dad's dynamic, that's like, I thought that was normal when people don't, you know, not together like how the way they were with me growing up. But that's an extreme anomaly. It's like people can't put their differences and feelings aside or try to one up somebody or be better than the next parent. They can't put all that shit aside and just deal with the kid. And I have friends and shit, situations I've seen, and it's like, damn, like, y'all mom and dad ain't like my mom and dad. Like, y'all can't get shit together. Like, y'all just can't stand. Like, that shit threw me off. Like, when I said, I'm like, yeah, that's one thing you gotta know. Like, everybody is not like you, and they not.
Yeah. NoFilterThePodcast@gmail.com. That's NoFilterTheePodcast@gmail.com. Yeah. NoFilterPod on Instagram.
Like, this shit could have been longer, but it's just.
You,
like,
want to keep going?
No, because, I mean, it's just like, what more can you say?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like everybody kind of get the gist. I saw so many posts. Shout out to everybody that was out there protesting. Shout out to everybody who made their post. I seen so many good posts.
Me too. People actually protesting. Because this is the one thing I didn't put across that I wanted to say. It's like, then when we put the unity thing in a situation, and like certain cities like Kansas City, you had the police chief actually in the middle of the protesting, the protesters, like, protesting with them. Like, that's why shit didn't go crazy there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even in Houston, like, you had the police chief who was, like, you know, saying, like, this shit needs to change. It was another state to where the police chief was like, if you're a cop and you don't see nothing wrong with what happened, you can turn in your badge now and I want you working on my force.
Yeah, it was a lot of cops that was protesting with the people.
Yeah, and then even here in Akron, like, yeah, we had the police station and the courthouse and shit, the streets was blocked off, and the protesters was able to get, you know, through that because it, Yeah, it was just the street. But then you seen, like, protesters. I seen the pictures dapping up the police chief and talking to the mayor and shit. Like, that's what need to happen. Actual dialogue, but...
Yeah.
And then even with in the Minneapolis situation, it's like... I was on the day on the news at CNN, they was like, well, all the people that they arrested had in custody was from outside the state. Not even outside the city, the state.
Yeah, they was just coming to fuck shit up.
Yeah, so that's the one thing you gotta put into perspective. Like I don't like people mixing the two. It's like, just like here, it's like you have people now, when I said it was 11:30 at night, 11 o'clock at night, people talking shit. Oh, they supposed to be peaceful, but this is going on. Be careful because the peaceful protesters is doing this now. It's like,
it's shit not been going on. Same group of people.
Shit been going on for 12 hours, and now you got something to say, but you didn't say nothing to other. You didn't say nothing the other 11 hours of the day.
You know, I think next podcast I want to get Jasmine in because she actually went and protested. So I want to hear like
maybe what, I don't know. I'll see.
Maybe we can call it. Like, maybe pipe down. I want to get some people in, and then like one post that I did see, they basically said like I think it's crazy how you know the people that are being the most violent are the ones that. Basically came and stole this country from the Native Americans. Like, they went into that conversation. I'm like, shit, you right. Like, y'all don't want us here. Or, you know, it's a, for the racist people. It's a problem for us to be here, but it's like, y'all shouldn't even be here.
Right, because y'all left England because y'all being overtaxed and mistreated. Came over here and revolted against them.
This is a stolen land that everybody fighting
for. No, yeah, y'all stole land. And then, y'all didn't even have the decency to build the land up yourself. Y'all went out your way to steal other people to build up your land.
Real quick, too. Okay. We're about to get for it. But, you know what really pissed me off is when I saw how the white people that was pissed off about the pandemic and everything being shut down, how they started rallying and all that shit with their guns and all that. Everybody was cool with that. But now with this, even the peaceful ones, with that video that we watched with the New York police, how they ran over the barrier and ran over those people.
Yeah, when y'all was sitting there with y'all mask on, and you had people with their guns and shit saying they wanted to get back to work and get a haircut, yelling in your face when you had your little surgical mask on, like nobody did nothing to them. Mm-hmm. Like they had their assault rifles around their neck. They was yelling and screaming face to face with the police that was standing in front of the courthouse and governor's offices and shit like that. And the Capitol buildings in Michigan, Ohio, and New York. Minnesota, but they wasn't meeting them with riot gear and shit. They were just sitting there, regular police clothes, surgical masks, while they yelled and screamed in your face with assault rifles around their back.
Well, so that's no filter. I'm going to try to get some people in here this week. What next podcast? Talk about their protest. Shout out to Nana, Sierra's grandma. She was out there doing her thing. Shout out to Jasmine. She was out there doing her thing. Nana's a real OG. Okay. So, anyways, No Filter, the podcast, No Filter, THEE podcast at gmail.com. If you want to get in on the conversation, No Filter Pod on Instagram. Let us know what you think. So, yeah, we want to hear what you guys have to say. Even if you white and you don't like us and you don't like what we say, I want to hear what y'all got to say. So, maybe I can, like, persuade.
Not even, yeah, because you got to hear both sides. Even sometimes.
Yeah, I would like to hear those of you who have a different perspective. I would like to hear what you have to say and why. Because I've always wanted to, but it's, like, even on Facebook, like I said, Facebook or Instagram, I always go looking for trouble. But maybe one day I should just listen.
I just want to hear both sides. Like, even from time to time, I don't like to, and I don't like
not a racist.
But I listen to Fox News sometimes,
yeah,
just to see what the fuck they talk about or where they coming from. Just like I listen to CNN and MSNBC. Like, you got to hear both sides of the story to get the full story anyway.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, not a racist. Anybody that thinks honestly, all lives even, matter is better than saying Black Lives Matter, hit us up, because I want to hear what you want.
Not even that. Like, I want to hear from y'all too. Because you can change, like, I can't think of the dude's name, but it's this black guy. He a jazz musician, and he actually collects Klansmen's robes, because he, over the years, he didn't befriended Klansmen and actually changed their minds about people.
Really?
And what they do is, after, it just happened, it just started happening, like, they actually give him their robes and shit, because it's just like, oh shit, what they thought about black people wasn't true after hanging around with him and meet him and actually seeing how black people interact. It's like, oh shit, I was wrong. Like, you opened my eyes. And he actually, this is crazy, he has a collection of Klansmen's robes and shit. I gotta get his name. Like, it was on, he was on, honestly, I heard about him from Joe Rogan's podcast. Yeah. And he has a book, but it was just like how the way he described even when he started doing it, like, he almost got fucked up. Like, he almost got killed a couple of times. But he got a collection of these robes from Klansmen that changed his mind. So that's what I would say. Like, I wouldn't even mind dealing with somebody. No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't even care about hearing
what they got to say.
That's perspective. It's like, you never know what you can do to change somebody's mind.
Sure. All right. Let's get up out of here. Yeah, so getting in on a conversation. We're probably going to be talking about this for a while, because I feel like this is not over yet. And also, I feel like if this police officer doesn't get convicted on what we feel like he deserves, which I feel like he's not.
Because he got convicted of a, third degree
murder.
And, you know, from what prosecutors and shit, they always give him higher so they can work with something. So if that's the highest, like, if that's what they gave him, was third degree charge, he might walk away with manslaughter at the end of the day.
And that's what I'm saying. I feel like it's going to be worse. So, well, we're going to be talking about this for a while, but like I said, I'm going to get my little protesters up in here. And, you know, and if you feel a different way, let us know, because I want to hear what y'all got to say. All right. So we'll talk to you guys next time. Bye. Okay, so we reached the end of the show. Please, all feedback is welcome. And if you want to know how you can give us feedback, you can go to nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com. And that's nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com. You can also visit the Instagram page at nofilterpod on Instagram. Also, you can listen on Anchor. Once this podcast is over, you can hear how to get Anchor. You can also make your own podcast too, if you want to. This is Brittany, and this is the No Filter Podcast. As always, thanks so much for listening, and we will see you next time. Bye.